I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. After learning so much of Maseches Evron, I'm sure we're all such great Talmidei Chachamim. We're familiar with the concepts of Tikkun Rishuyos, of Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tchumen. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, tomorrow's Yom Kippur, tonight's Yom Kippur, are you allowed to carry on Yom Kippur? No. As the halachas of Shabbos, there's a prohibition of Hotzah. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. So what do we have in many of our communities? We have Erevin, and we need Erev Chatzeros in order to be able to carry. The question is, are you able to make an Erev Chatzeros for Yom Kippur? So the Mata Ephraim, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Siman Tav Resh Yud Aleph, points out he's troubled that it seems you shouldn't be able to make an Erev Chatzeros for Yom Kippur based on a Gemara in today's Daf. Erev and Daf Mem Test. The Gemara's discussion, what is the mechanics? How does Erev Chatzeros work? In this discussion, the Gemara is Mishum Kinyan or Mishum Dira. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? The Erev is Mishum Dira. Shedaito shel Adam Alpito, because someone thinks about their bread. Vahavala Kulu, and all the people who are included in this Erev Chatzeros, Kilu Dairi Ba'ahu Besa. It's as if they live in that house where the bread is, since they're able to eat that bread. On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat, points out the Mata Ephraim. How could we say that everyone's included, everyone is as if they live in the same place where the Erev Chatzeros, where the bread is located, if you're not able to eat on Yom Kippur, it's a fast day, then how could Erev Chatzeros work? How would we be allowed to carry based on an Erev? So says the Mata Ephraim, based on this question. He's troubled by this question. He says, so it must be that you shouldn't make an Erev Chatzeros just for Yom Kippur. You would have to make it for at least one of the Shabbosim preceding Yom Kippur. And once it's Chal, once it works for a Shabbos earlier, then we're able to still use that same Erev for when it comes to Yom Kippur. However, if you just want to set up the Erev Chatzeros simply, solely for Yom Kippur itself, or beginning on Yom Kippur, it won't begin on Yom Kippur, because you can't say that we all establish ourselves to live in the location of the bread if we're unable to eat the bread. But it's interesting, the Mata Ephraim, he writes in the lengthy over here, in Elif Lamata, he writes, Tzarachim b'svarim. I have to look into Svarim about this, because it's such a troubling question. However, ki ani kosev davar zeh b'kihila lashnov mechusar svarim. I'm currently in a certain town, I don't have any Svarim around. And the fact is that later Achronim struggle mightily with this Mata Ephraim. If you look in the Bir Halacha, also in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Siman Tav Resh Yud Aleph, the first Bir Halacha, he writes, Vida, and you should know, Dima'arven or v'chatzeros v'eruvit chumen v'pas. There's no problem in using bread to make an Erev Chatzeros, to make an Erev Tchumen. Afal gavda asr ba'achila. Even though, as the Mata Ephraim pointed out, you're not allowed to eat it, still says the Bir Halacha, you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumen. Why? Hare chazi liktanim she'enim esan. Because there are children, there are ktanim, that don't fast. And you're allowed to give the food for them. The food is for them. And says the Bir Halacha, I didn't make up this idea. It's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Lamed. Hopefully you remember. The Gemara in Daf Lamed, discussing Erev Tchumen. What type of food is appropriate? Are you able to use? Who has to be able to eat the food? The Gemara, the top line of Erevin, Daf Lamed, Amud Beis, says that you're able to be Ma'ariv. You're able to make an Erev Tchumen for a Gadol on Yom Kippur. And Rashi explains, why are you able to? Because a katan, because a child who doesn't fast is able to eat their food, and continues the Bir Halacha v'divrei Mata Ephraim bezet tmuim. The words that which this idea from the Mata Ephraim is wondrous. And it seems ishtamet minisugizu. It seems that he forgot that Gemara. It's nearly explicit. A Gemara you're able to make such an erifer of tchumen, and says the Bir Halacha that should be expanded to Revi Chatzeris as well. The truth is that this is also a tshuva from Yitzchok Chanan, which he says is explicit in Gemara, not like the Mata Ephraim and the Ben Ishchai, so in Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim as well. He adds on another point, the Ben Ishchai, that not only is it Chazi Lekatan, that a Katan is able to eat it, but it's so much Chazi Lekatan, it's so fit for a Katan, that a Gadol is able to feed it to a Katan. And therefore it's considered the dwelling place of a gadol as well, the location of the bread, even though the gadol himself isn't able to eat it, the location of the bread is able to establish the dira, establish the dwelling place of the gadol as well, and therefore he's able to set up an Erev Chatzeros and an Erev Tchumen, even for Yom Kippur alone.